Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. I thought we could revisit a classic that ART adapted and recorded years ago. Here's part one of Cyrano de Bergerac. American Radio Theater is proud to present a new adaptation of that classic stage play, Cyrano de Bergerac. Journey back with us to Paris of 1640, when the swordsmen of France were not only lovers, but poets.
Is beauty only skin deep? Ask the man or woman who lives with deformity, and learn how deep the scar may go. To possess a soul that yearns to blossom with great love, actions, and deeds, yet is imprisoned by misshapen body or ugly face. That is the tale we are about to tell.
A drooping white plume, cape faded and torn, sword dulled by long use, and always preceding me by a quarter of an hour, my nose. I'm Cyrano de Bergerac. And yet in the sunset of my life, as I keep my weekly tryst here in the Covenant Park of the Ladies of the Cross, I remember only life as morning. 15 years ago, and the lady, Roxanne, Venus herself, young, gentle, warm and radiant. My cousin, Roxanne, my love, my lady, my life.
Cyrano.
Poet.
Soldier.
Philosopher. Invincible swordsman.
My public long ago acclaimed everything about me but my nose. And then one night, in the theater of the Hotel de Bourgogne, I outdid even myself. I say again, mon fleuri, go before I deflate your bloated carcass with my blade.
Monsieur de Bergerac, you are interrupting the play.
I interrupt nothing but a too fat actor. Depart!
consider the rest of the audience, Cyrano. They want their money's worth.
They shall have it by seeing you exit to the count of three.
Impossible! I will not go.
My sword shall speak. One, my blade is thirsting for your bladder.
Superman, protect me.
Two, thirstier and thirstier.
Well, I do have an engagement.
Three, I shall attack.
Then I must leave immediately.
I never thought to see jelly make such speed until I saw Montfleury in a hurry.
So, the actor of the day is replaced by a clown. Or is that your real nose?
Sir, are you the Vicomte de Valvaire?
I am. But what has that to do?
Valvaire, you were uninspired merely to inquire if this is my real nose, when you might have left us all with deathless prose.
So, your courage does not equal the size of what you call a nose.
Sir, I wish to introduce you to my glove. And next, my sword.
Have at it then.
There is uninspired merely to ask if this be my real nose when he might have left more deathless prose. Words of imagery such as, if that were my nose, I'd cut it off to please, not spite my face. How can you drink with such a beaker? A special cup should be made for it to blow on such a bugle could start 1,000 wars. Such folly I allow my tongue, but I permit no other man alive to utter them.
A beautiful blade, Cyrano. But most unwise.
Here, porters, bear the Viscount de Valvaire from his place.
Handle him gently. Be careful there.
You just made an enemy of the Count of Guiche. The look he gave you.
Clear the theater. Ladies and gentlemen, clear the theater.
Roxanne, did she see it all? Or did she leave her box? Roxanne would never hate you. But there are others, deadlier.
Not half so deadly.
Why do you so dislike actors, Cyrano? To provoke a duel with a friend of the Count de Guiche?
I do not dislike actors, only Montfleury.
Why Montfleury? His patron is...
His unhealthy flesh has reached to the corpulence of obscene deformity. And I have reason to despise deformity.
Your nose again. You've made it your battle cry to bait and best Valvaire, but I ask again, why Montfleury?
I saw his eyes once when he looked upon my cousin Roxanne in her box. Toad eyes, watching, planning.
Cyrano, you and Roxanne?
Who else can the beast love?
But beauty. Oh, my friend, my friend. But she watched you just now, bright-eyed, eager.
Yeah, she watched Puccinelli on a stick. Ringing his tiny bell, she came to watch a play. She saw Punch without a Judy.
Is this my Cyrano who speaks? The guardsman who fears no man, yet trembles before one silent girl? Tell her, friend. Tell her of your love.
How tell her? In the organ language of my nose?
Ah.
Pardon, Monsieur de Bergerac.
Yes, porter.
A lady, sir.
To see me?
Monsieur de Bergerac.
Roxanne's duenna.
I told you, speak up.
I bring a message, monsieur. We wish to meet with you in private.
Roxanne? Ask for me? Where? When?
We will attend mass at Saint-Roch tomorrow at dawn. Perhaps shortly after?
Yes, yes, but where?
Ragueneau's is close by.
Ragueneau, an understanding friend, yes.
Where, monsieur?
Ragueneau's pastry shop is on the Rue Saint-Honoré.
We shall be there at 7. Au revoir, Monsieur le Bergerac.
She wants to see me. She wants to see me. Roxanne asks to look upon Cyrano.
Not so bitter, so hopeless, or melancholy now.
Now, Lovrette, now I am that mountain, that thunderous sky unleashing the lightnings. Too strong to deal with men, bring me gods. I ask for gods, they send me devils.
Not devils, but friends, Cyrano. It's Legionnaire. They're worse for wear as usual.
Legionnaire, that poor bad poet. He writes no better than he drinks.
Cyrano, Legionnaire is in great danger.
Ah, danger from creatures of the bottle?
No, no, Christian, tell me, friend Christian. 100 men are gonna, 100 men are gonna foully murder me tonight.
100 men for you? Come now, Legere.
It is true, Cyrano.
Merely because
I wrote a wrong poem about the right people. I died tonight on my way home. Christian told me.
Who is this Christian?
He was here in the theater earlier. Christian de Novelette. He's recently from Touraine. He's joining the guards tomorrow.
My company. Cyrano de Bergerac will see you safely home, my friend.
Cyrano, there will be trouble.
Did I not ask for it, Lebray? Take torches, lanterns. Cyrano has challenged the gods tonight. Avant, friend Ragueneau, Prince of Bakers. Greetings of the dawn, and all things new and good.
Hail, Cyrano!
The long mouth, the sorry eye. That does not look like jolly Ragueneau.
I cannot be jolly. I'm concerned for you. I've heard of last night that you against the mob... Cyrano, you must be careful.
It's nothing.
What brings you with the birds?
I come to meet a friend. A dearest friend.
A lady?
An immutable flame encompassing all passion. What time is it, Ragueneau?
6:45. But tell me. What of this lady? Who is she?
I cannot say what lies in my heart. I must write it, Ragueneau. A pen, paper.
Of course, Cyrano. Come, on the table. Cyrano. Cyrano, your hand, it's wounded.
Nothing. Your lips give issue to naught but perfume.
There could be only one man in Paris to engage 100.
Your eyes, window paradise.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
When you draw near...
Such audacity, such courage, heroism.
I tremble with fear. There. It is done. No need to sign my name. I'll give it to her... in eloquent silence.
Yes, a coach has approached. Two ladies step forth.
Dear heaven.
Your friend?
Please, Ragueneau, leave us alone.
Of course, Cyrano, of course. Good luck.
Now, may a life's prayers be answered if I detect a glimmer of hope. I'll present the letter. Madame and Mademoiselle, I salute you. One moment, Madame.
Monsieur?
Two little words with you, Duena.
You may have four.
You like sweet things?
Enough to make me fat.
I will fill this sack with jelly tartlets. Puff pastries.
Especially when they are filled with cream.
And a light sponge cake. And warm, fresh baked pie.
Oh, sir, I am mad about them.
Now, please take them all and eat outside.
Am I not the naughty one to come in here, cousin?
Roxanne, what sweet whisper from heaven prompted you to remember me, ask to see me?
First, to thank you, dear Cyrano.
You? Thank me?
For besting Valvert yesterday. I saw it all and gloried in the duel, for the Count de Guiche would have me wed that man.
What?
Though married to Richelieu's niece, the Count would keep me near and safe. To eat his cake and have it, too.
I should have run him through. Two are as easy as one. But, Roxanne, your eyes, your thoughts are only for the beauty of life.
Oh, you haven't changed one whit, Cyrano. Remember when we were children?
How well I remember those golden summers that brought you to Bergerac.
Even then you were making swords out of reeds, frowning so fiercely as you challenged birds and butterflies.
And you wove flowers for a fragrant crown. The long, long thoughts of the very young.
Did you love me then, Cyrano?
What?
Was I pretty?
You were not plain. Roxanne, you wish to tell me something?
Oh, the spirit of the past encourages me. I must pronounce it simply, for I have not your gift of words. I am in love.
Roxanne.
But the one I love does not know.
Well, perhaps he dares to guess.
Oh, I know he loves me. I've seen it in his eyes. He longs to tell me, but dares not. Oh, such a brave man, too. A guardsman.
My regiment, Roxanne.
Young, noble, and oh, so handsome.
Handsome?
Oh, Cyrano. Cyrano, what's wrong?
My hand.
Let me see. Cousin, fighting again?
No blade of reeds, no butterflies. The boy has grown to manhood.
He has been at the theater every night for the last 2 weeks. Not to see the play, but me. Oh, Cyrano, oh, how he watches me. Oh, tell me, am I bold?
To love? To know that you were loved in return? Not bold, Roxanne, but blessed. His name?
Christian, the Baron de Nevelet. Protect him in your Gascon regiment, Cyrano. They quarrel with anyone of other blood.
You ask me to protect your Christian?
Oh, for the sake of our childhood?
Very well.
You'll be his friend.
I swear.
Tell him to write to me.
That I promise.
Oh, and now I must go. Oh, Cyrano, I do love you.
As a friend.
As the dearest of friends. Adieu, adieu.
Farewell, farewell, my heart. What noise is this?
Cyrano, your guardsmen are outside, and with them the Comte de Guiche.
De Guiche?
Monsieur de Bergerac.
I heard of your prowess in the street last night. Your second starring performance of the evening, was it not?
If you can call the first, the disposition of Viscount de Valvert, a performance, your grace.
The guardsmen are excellent at such things, Cyrano.
Swordsmanship with poetry.
An accomplishment. You might be amusing in my retinue.
Yours?
My uncle, the cardinal, might be persuaded to help your career.
I ask no help. I am as prodigal with my talents as the sun with warmth, the clouds with rain.
Cyrano, take care.
And insolent as well.
Bergerac can well afford insolence with his talent for dueling.
Whoever hired those assassins for Lignere last night should feel robbed.
Believe me, messieurs, I do.
You, the Count de Guiche, feel the need to murder poets?
Foolish poets who sing unwisely.
To be a poet is to be forever unwise, but it pays well in coin of truth. Freedom to unmask the hypocrites in high places.
We shall meet again, cadet.
I eagerly await the time and place.
Come, officers. We have some plans to form.
Cyrano, you've done it now.
Would have pained you so much to win back favor from De Guiche.
It would have killed me.
But your career...
I have my career. Let those who will carouse over commas and mouth metaphors for empty heads, I choose my own path, free and alone.
Cyrano against the world? Sword sharp and ready, tongue sharper and readier still.
Cyrano against the world, alone and mad.
What with the method, good friend Libre? I thrive on hatred. It is my fancy to lance the soft, white sinning of hypocrisy. I love to make an honest enemy.
So it is not you she loves.
You read me better than I speak, Libre.
Yes, sir, what is your desire?
Behold, a recruit of the morning.
Gentlemen, cadets, I greet you.
Tell him how he may hope to act like a Gascon in 1,000 years, Cyrano.
In 1,000 years, he will learn.
Recruit.
You are addressing me?
Of course. To offer advice, whatever else you say to Bergerac, never mention his nose.
His nose. It is large.
To voice it is to die.
But why?
Come, Cyrano, your story of the 101.
The story, gentlemen, it's nothing new. I would have done the same for you.
So, don't mention the nose.
I was walking my friend home, that was all. Of course, we'd heard we might be waylaid, and many followed to see the plot. The Lady Moon moved with us and then slipped behind a cloud. You could not see beyond.
Your nose! Who is this?
A new recruit who came to us this morning.
I'll season him fast enough.
Christian de Nouvellet.
Black, always black as I marched on, thinking that for a shabby ne'er-do-well I would offend some prince who might well have had me taken.
By the nose!
Taken into custody. Why should de Bergerac be the one to pay?
Through the nose!
Mon Dieu. Out of here. All of you! Leave me alone with this recruit. Go, all of you. Quickly.
And now, you intend to kill me? I'll argue that.
By heaven, you have courage. Well, handsome, too, she said.
She? Who?
Roxanne.
Roxanne?
She who loves you. You love her, I know all. I'm her cousin.
Cousin? Forgive me, sir. I did not know. I only sought to prove my courage with those cadets.
Forget them. She expects a letter from you.
Oh, then I am lost.
You cannot write?
I have no wit. I am a soldier, Cyrano, and brave. But women, tie my tongue. But I had your tongue, your pen.
And Cyrano, your eyes, your nose. But, well, perhaps together we can win Roxanne.
I do not understand.
It is you she loves. My ghost will give you tongue and letters, too. See, here is one, all ready for you.
A love letter? But how could you know?
Poets must know everything. Practice makes eloquence, cadet.
But will this letter fit Roxanne?
Like her own luminous skin.
Cyrano.
Christian.
No!
Our
not the letters enough? Why must you come here this night to Roxanne's courtyard, her very balcony?
My love needs more than pen and paper to feed on Cyrano. My love needs sight of her. Perhaps I dare dream, even a kiss.
You dare a kiss. And yet in love, the impossible becomes a glorious reality. Call her Christian. Do and dare, I'll stand here.
Under the balcony, out of sight. Very well. Roxanne! Roxanne!
Try a few pebbles on her window.
Ah, yes, yes. She must speak to me tonight. Roxanne! Roxanne!
Who calls me?
It is I!
Christian, is that you?
At least say yes. Yes! Yes! Roxanne, I love you!
Oh, and I love you. Oh, if you could know how I treasure your letters, Christian.
My words, torn from my heart.
I keep them ever close. Oh, speak on, my love.
I do love you.
Yes. Yes, you said that.
I do love you.
And after that?
I love you more.
Oh, no. Is that all you can say, Christian?
But I do love you.
The night's growing cool. I'll go inside.
No, wait. Your beauty warms the air, Roxanne. Its brilliant fire reaches me here. Can you not share your own gift?
My gift? What do you say, Christian?
Serena, what are you doing?
I'll take your place. She'll note no difference in the dark. Quick, step back here and I'll stand there.
Christian, what is it you were saying?
I could not speak too clearly. The thunder in my heart is enough to burst it.
Yes, yes, go on.
Yet, what love destroys, love can make whole again, with bits of heart left over to form words, like birds flying to the nest of your divine beauty.
I'll welcome those heart birds of yours and keep them safe and warm.
They'll grow to shining, splendid things, nurtured on love, with opinions strong enough to fly the world.
Your voice, it is different. Wait, I shall come down.
No.
So strong and no imprisons me here.
Allow me my moment, Roxanne, when I'm only a voice, and all else is shadow, anonymity.
Oh, Prince of Shadows, I love you.
No laughter now, no friendship.
That strange voice, I'd follow to the ends of the world.
Oh, love, take my joy to make you more joyful. Let my heart as your own.
I love you. I love you. I am yours.
What can death hold for me now?
One kiss.
What?
You fool.
I cannot stand this agony.
Only one kiss, beloved?
The seal of passion on a promise.
Oh, come then. Drink deeply.
Go then, Christian, go.
Place your seal of passion on my promise.
Sir, now dare I.
Climb the balcony.
Roxanne! Roxanne!
Christian!
And Cyrano, a skeleton at the Feast of Love.
Let's listen to some music from the Dinah Shore Show from 1941.
Yes, it's Dinah.
Here's Dinah Shore, brought to you by Bristol Myers Company, with a suggestion that you make Mum your word for charm. And now, here she is, Dinah Shore.
I met him on Monday, the meeting was grand. The next day was Tuesday, he held my hand. Wednesday night, he met my dad and mother and gave a nickel to my freckle-faced brother. Kissed me on Thursday, a quarter to ten. Met me on Friday, kissed me again. What do you think happened on Saturday night? Oh, oh, that's right, we met the preacher. Oh, oh, that's right. The meeting was grand. He held my hand. Wednesday night, he met my dad and mother. Gave a nickel to my freckle-faced brother. Kissed me on Thursday, a quarter to ten. Met me on Friday, kissed me again. What do you think happened on Saturday night? Oh, oh, that's right, we met the preacher. Oh, oh, that's right.
Evening, Truman Bradley. Hiya, fellas.
Hi!
Well, just about 100%.
Fine, Dinah, fine. And that's just about the percentage of men in service and the girls back home with their radios tuned your way to hear their favorite song. Tell us, what's up next?
Well, this week I'd like to do a song selected by our shouting survey.
Oh, yes, the shouting survey. Mm. Maybe you'd better explain that, Dinah.
Well, every week after the broadcast, we carry on with more songs for the servicemen here in the studio. We ask the fellas to shout out their requests. Then I have the dubious pleasure of trying to figure out who's shouting loudest for what and singing it. And, Truman, you've probably noticed the past few weeks they've been whooping it up for that South American Desdemona.
Oh, yes, indeed, Dinah. And you've probably noticed I've been in there shouting myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore sings Tangerine.
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she passes by, senorita stare and caballero sigh. And I've seen toasted tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to tangerine. La tangerine, la tangerine.
Truman, do you remember your spurs?
Yep, sure did, partner. Think we got everything, Dinah? And, you should see Gordon Jenkins in that 10-gallon hat.
Oh, more hat than Gordon.
Hey, I resent that. Besides, don't you think you better let the folks in on what this is all about?
Well, I don't care if I do. You see, ladies and gentlemen, just as soon as the program's over, all of us are heading up toward Victorville on the edge of the desert, where we're looking forward to doing a show for the boys of the Army Air Corps Training Center tomorrow afternoon. And tonight they're putting us up at a desert ranch.
With cattle yet.
Yes.
And cows that move.
Yep. And if a coyote doesn't wail, we'll miss all the fixing. So just to help us get in the spirit of things, we couldn't think of any song better than the one that goes like this. Bruce, bring up your trumpet and let's make it a duet. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell, oh, Lily Bell, though we may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann, oh, Mary Ann, though we done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and ran. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
A few years ago, Mozart's C major piano sonata was the inspiration for a tune fashioned in the inimitable Raymond Scott manner. Gordon Jenkins and the orchestra now play in an 18th century drawing room. From Mozart to Scott to Jenkins to you. Play, maestro.
It looks like it's mail call time. What's requested as the song of this week for special delivery to the men in the service?
Well, this week it's really very special. Many wives whose husbands are in the service wrote in and asked me to sing it. And then, too, some of the Fleet Marines said in their letters that they wished I'd sing it for their loved ones at home. But in addition to all that, this is American Heroes Day. And, well, I thought this song might help to point it up a little. But before I sing it, I want to say a word or two on a subject very close to my heart.
Go right ahead, Dinah.
During the past month or so, I've had the honor and privilege of visiting quite a few camps in connection with the sale of U.S. war bonds and stamps. You know, friends, our soldiers and sailors and Marines not only stand ready to give their lives that America may remain free, they've also subscribed for millions of dollars worth of war bonds and stamps. We can't all fight in this war, but we can all help. And today, American Heroes Day, is the day for each one of us to do our share. One way we can all help win is for you to tell your employer to give you at least 10% of your pay in war bonds and stamps every payday. Enlist in the 10% Club right now.
Dinah Shore sings Captain Curlyhead.
Good night, Captain Curlyhead of the Hatchet Brigade. Orders are to go to bed, and they must be obeyed all night. Captain Curlyhead, in the bright starry blue, angel are on sentry duty, a watching over you. So kneel beside me, sonny, and say your little prayer, the one we say for daddy. The prayer.
gentleman. Let him know we're not afraid. Good night, Captain Curlyhead of the High Chair Brigade. Good night, Captain Curlyhead of the High Chair Brigade. Why don't you give me your answer, do? I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. I can't have a stylish marriage, 'cause I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look so sweet upon the seat of a bicycle fit for two. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. You're driving me crazy, oh, for the love of you. We can't have a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'd look so sweet upon the sea of a bicycle built for two. You'd look so sweet when you're sitting on the seat of a bicycle built for two. A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts in tune in some lullaby land. The fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream. They sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripple. We're deep in a spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. La ra 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 ra. A sleepy lagoon and you.
You know, Dinah,
mm-hmm.
I heard your old program the other night.
Oh, you mean the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin City?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're still knocking themselves out, kidding the classics.
Oh, we had some wonderful times on that show. Incidentally, I was just thinking about singing a song today. We used to do that quite a bit. In fact, so much that every time I saw a downbeat coming my way, I figured I'd have to give out with "How Come You Do Me Like You Do, Do, Do." Sat up till daybreak, couldn't even sleep away. I sat up till daybreak, all I could do was think. The
been treated would drive a woman to dream. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Do me right or else just let me be. I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do?
Right about now is the time for that Gordon Jenkins specialty number. Take a melody of Summer Nights and a Tropical Moon and give it a special rhythmic treatment, and you get the Jenkins rendition of that romantic pagan love song.
And the song of the week. Dana, what are the letters called for this week?
Well, Truman, for the song of the week, we usually do an old favorite, you know. But recently, a lot of fellas away from home, especially overseas, have written in to ask what songs are popular now here in the States and what songs we think are going to be popular before long. Mm-hmm. So perhaps tonight we could combine the two, because here's an old melody that I'm sure you'll all remember with a set of words that are brand new. It makes it a favorite of the past, and well, we think it's going to be one of your first choices for the near future.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dinah Shore sings Manhattan Serenade.
I have the memory of a lovely refrain, and in my heart it will forever remain. Our song was like a blue-white jet. Darling, do you remember that night in Manhattan was the start of it? We lived it and we loved every part of it. The glow of moonlight in the park, the lights that spelled your name, the autumn breeze that fanned the spark that set our hearts aflame. Our kiss was a skyride to the highest stars. With our touching handlebars, and I gave you my love to the melody of the music, the madness
the sunshine, drop the boys a line, tell them everybody's feeling fine, fine, fine. Let's do it, girls, right now while you're thinking about it. Write him a letter, and when you have time, drop me a line and let me know what you'd like the boys to hear. My address is Dinah Shore, Blue Network, Hollywood. I'm blue all day Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. And then comes Thursday, gee, but it's long, never, never, never goes by. Friday makes me feel I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Sunday, when I'm with you. Boys, here's a song that might have been written especially for you. It's called He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings. Although some people say he's just a crazy guy, to me he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, I wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in the uniform I love, he wears a pair of silver wings. I'm so full of pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings.
My, my. Hey, Gordon. Do I not hear a right steady four-beat there?
I'm afraid you do, Dinah. My boy with the sticks gets restless this way every once in a while.
Well, now, I was thinking if he could change that four to a solid eight-beat...
Well, there's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm. And if we could add a bit of bass and a handful of ivories...
Oh, that's a cinch.
Ho-ho!
Well, that makes it really solid, Dinah. But tell me, what's this all leading up to?
Well, doesn't that sound like a good setting for our favorite blues tune?
You don't mean mad, sad, and glad.
I don't mean none of them. I'd so mad about him, sad about him. How can I be glad without him blues? I went to bed last evening feeling blue as I could be. I couldn't sleep last evening for what was worrying me. All the tears I've wasted would surely fill the deep blue sea. I've got those sigh about him, cry about him. Lordy, where am I without him? Blues. He keeps me walking on the floor, and like a fool I ask for more. Although I know he isn't good, I wouldn't leave him if I could. I know I'm not the first on his list, I'd never be missed. I wish I had a dime for every girl he's kissed. I swear I'd be a millionaire. And yet I wouldn't care as long as I could get my share. I've got those sad about him, glad about him. How can I be glad without him? Blue. He makes my dreams go up in smoke, and then he treats it like a joke. He's just an ordinary sort of guy, and yet I love him till I die. Poor me. I've got those mad about him, sad about him. How can I be glad without him? Blue.
Now, this is Dinah Shore saying goodnight until next Friday to all you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Good night, fellas. Good night, girls. Night, everybody.
Remember, next Friday night, Dinah Shore, same station. Truman Bradley speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood.
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please check out our website, www.AmericanRadioTheater.org, for our other podcasts. You know, we put up a new one every month. And mark your calendars for April 30 for the Old Time Radio Marathon on RadioOutOfThePast.org. It's from 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Hey, see you there!